That is why home education belongs to the essence of Catholic education. But I must say this. Watch. Watch, be careful. What the educational establishment of diocese under the authority of the bishop does, even the home education, I can identify the dioceses, and I know the bishops there so well. They get control of especially education in morals. And the consequence is home education using books authorized by the bishops decatholicizes that diocese. I repeat, 32 years in working for the Holy See, I've come to know the bishops very well. We go on. Mobilize the Catholic forces to Christianize our civil law. In our country, I say this, we Catholics have become pathetically passive. We are subject to opposition which is notoriously aggressive. This meditation, I consider the key to this retreat. We must mobilize our Catholic forces to remain Catholic. Of course, you must expect to suffer. The world has never accepted Christ's teaching on the family. Never. There will be rejection. There will be misunderstanding. There is open persecution. Hear it and don't forget, we are now living in the age of martyrs. Do not conform to the secular values of this world. Re-examine your lifestyle. Practice poverty of spirit. Be wise as serpents and simple as doves. I've given 8-day retreats on just that one statement. Be wise as serpents and simple as doves. Be selective in whom you marry. If you trust of your spouse, if he or she does not agree with you, but never, never compromise your faith, no matter whom you have married. Do not be afraid. Christ is on your side. He tells us which should become the motto of every believing Catholic. Christ tells us, I have overcome the world. That is our principal task and America today. Be confident. We Catholics hear it. We Catholics for 2,000 years have been called, hear it, the soul of the world. In Latin, the anima mundi. As Catholics go, so goes the rest of the world. But we must pay dearly for our firm, strong, and courageous Catholicism. We are the fullness of God's truth, and the access to all of His grace. I have, not surprisingly, a prayer. It's a long prayer. And the close of this conference. Lord Jesus, our God, when You became man, You chose to be conceived and born into a human family. Enlighten our minds to see that Your incarnation changed human history. Enable us to see that as Catholic families, we are in a world that does not believe what we believe. Strengthen our wills to remain faithful to Your teaching, and no matter what cost to our own preference or ease. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we entrust our families to Your loving care. Preserve our families here on earth in anticipation of the day when we shall be reunited with You in heaven as our whole families for all eternity. Amen. Apologies for the extra long meditation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Conceived without sin. Amen.